Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we have with us Jim Dion with Dion Co. Inc. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp, and you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for being with us today. I wanted to talk to you, Jim, because I know you're somewhat of a subject matter expert on this whole area of retail promotion, and I wanted to talk to you today about, you know, in this down economy, what some of the options are for advertising, not only what medium to use, but also kind of what the message should be. But before we get into that, let's establish a little credibility here. You have a pretty impressive, you're a consultant now, you've been helping retailers for over 40 years, and you have a pretty impressive account list, don't you?
Yeah, I've been blessed to deal with companies and assist companies like the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company, their retail branch. Also, Microsoft. I teach retailing on campus at Microsoft, have for about 14 years now, and Williams-Sonoma and Harley-Davidson Motor Company. I deal with all of their independent dealers all over the world, and just tons of other great retail companies.
And we met because you give seminars at various trade shows, and I sat in one time and listened to one, and I thought, man, this is a guy we need to make us a resource on our website.
Yeah, and I've been doing quite a bit of work as of late in the flooring industry, and I'm just finding it absolutely incredible. Some of the same challenges faced by other retailers, and even though in the flooring industry I'm working with distributors and manufacturers and dealers, all different levels.
All right, so when if you're in retail, you're an independent flooring retailer, and your goal is to increase store traffic. What is the thought process for deciding not only where to advertise but what to say?
Well, generally, we divide advertising into kind of two very broad categories. One is what we sometimes call image advertising. The other is what we call promotional.
Yeah.
And image advertising is when you're constantly running ads or commercials or whatever that just tell the retailer who you are and where you are and why you're so good. And then promotional advertising is the kind of advertising that is very much what we call action-focused. In other words, I want you to get up off of your rear end and come into my store. And today, with the kind of economy we have today, Kemp, you cannot afford the image advertising. Not that it's not important and cool and everything else.
Yeah.
Every piece of advertising communication you do today with your customer needs to be action-oriented. Mm-hmm. Get them to come in.
Okay, so it has to have a call to action. So this, brand building, image advertising is where you talk about what makes you different from everybody else. So you're saying in this economy, don't do your USP or unique selling proposition ad, but do your sale ad. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think you can do both. I mean, clearly, I think it's very important, by the way, that you do your sale ad or your promotional ad with some class, quote unquote, with some unique selling proposition. You're not just buying from me or coming in to deal with me because I'm the lowest price in town. That is not the message I want to get out to customers. I want to get out to customers, hey, I've got a really, really incredibly great deal for you, and this is even more amazing because it's coming from such a fabulous company.
All right, and then now that kind of deals with the message side of it. Now let's help. And I know this varies depending on the market and the number of stores you have. What's the process for deciding how you get out there?
Well, pretty simple. I mean, it's what is your customer doing? How are they spending their day and getting their information? And what are they looking at or listening to or watching? And so, for example, in smaller markets, if you're in a smaller market, radio still tends to be a very, very powerful medium. Can be relatively inexpensive, and if you get on the right station that, again, reaches your target market, and, you almost have to back up there and understand who are you marketing to, who is your target market, is it a homeowner, clearly, a renter is not going to buy, new floor. And then what kind of homeowner are you looking for? And then, again, do some demographic segmentation. Mm-hmm. So if you want that homeowner in, million-dollar homes only and up, or in $300,000, $200,000 homes to about $500,000, you can find out from your local radio stations actually what radio stations that particular customer listens to.
Mm-hmm.
So radio is still very powerful, and radio is great for call to action. Newspaper, again, depending upon the community you're in. And by the way, radio, let's just back up for a minute. If you're in a large market like Chicago or L.A., radio is going to be very, very difficult for you. It's expensive,
right.
and it's just the markets are too big.
Yeah.
Newspaper, depends on what market. You know, again, Americans are reading less and less newspaper. Billboard still tends to be and can be very powerful outdoor advertising if you can get a good board and you've got a good message to get across to the customer.
And actually, the effectiveness of outdoor, it needs to be somewhat near your store, doesn't it?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, it can be a couple miles away.
Okay.
But just getting your name out there, and again, with a promotion, with some kind of a reason to come into the store.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously with a billboard, it's got to be a promotion that's going to last a month or two. So,
yeah.
You know, you've got some longevity to it.
Right. Okay.
Also, Yellow Pages, people still let their fingers do the walking.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Oh,
they're still
no.
using the Yellow Pages?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the problem is the web has not gotten localized yet. If you type in, ceramic tile, Chicago,
yeah.
I mean, my God, uh-huh. You'll get 17,000 returns on that. If you type in, tile floor, Peoria, or tile floor, Oakland, or whatever,
uh-huh.
You'll get so many responses. I mean, it'll take you hours versus flipping open your local Yellow Page and finding a floor dealer right near you.
That's interesting because I thought Yellow Pages effectiveness had been changed with the internet.
A lot of people felt that way or think that way, but it's not true. And you talk to a lot of retailers, and if they ask customers, "Gee, how'd you find out about us?" or "How'd you find us?" so many of them today will still say, "Oh, I found you in Yellow Pages."
Yeah.
So I got to be in the Yellow Pages. Hard, obviously, to do promotional in the Yellow Pages unless you do some kind of coupon, which is also not bad. You know, $100 off or $200 off.
Yeah.
And that's another message I always give retailers. Stop the percentages. Don't give 10% off a job. Don't give 20% because that's a recipe for disaster. Rather, get them with safe, I'll give you a $200 gift card towards a new bathroom or, $300 towards this. The money will burn a hole in people's pockets.
Yeah. Well, and it's also real important to measure exactly what brought the people to the store, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, asking clearly, every time somebody comes in, every time somebody makes a purchase, where did you hear about us? And obviously, if they've got a coupon, and it could be a radio coupon, it could be an outdoor billboard coupon, it just, say, mention this ad, and you'll get, $100 off your new floor or whatever, that will tell you where that customer found out about you.
Well, we've been talking about this now for about 6-7 minutes, and you have not yet mentioned having a website. Now, isn't that pretty? That's pretty critical, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean that was going to be the next thing. Is,
okay.
After the Yellow Pages, is obviously optimizing your website.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not even going to say have a website because I am assuming
right.
you already got one.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you don't, you are in real trouble today. But and so it really does become optimizing your website for those searches, the people who do type in, tile floor Louisville, tile floor Nashville, mm-hmm. To type in the what they want and then the name of the local town. You better own that particular search term.
Yeah. So this whole SEO is a new acronym, stands for search engine optimization. How does a local retailer make sure that if somebody types in carpet in Chattanooga that they're the person that comes up?
Well, they can, they can pay companies a heck of a lot of money to do it for them.
Yeah.
But quite frankly, search engine optimization is really relatively simple.
Mm-hmm.
Most companies, what we call web companies, whoever you get your web service from,
yeah.
will provide you with a 1 or 2 page list of the things you have to do or make sure you have on your website, in your meta tags, in your titles, in your body copy, what you have to do. And boy, it is not that difficult, Kemp, not that difficult at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, another thing we've heard recently is that some of these more traditional mediums like newspaper or TV stations, they have websites and there's some traffic on those websites. So, and you can buy ads there. Do you know whether that's a good option or not?
Well, generally, no, that's, when I'm getting my news or I'm getting my whatever entertainment,
yeah.
I'm not generally also at the same time shopping for for, you know, a new floor.
Yeah, okay.
And although there are some sites today that, for example, I am shopping for a new floor right at the moment.
Okay.
And so, you know, I went online and did a search for, you know, tile floors in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I knew a gazillion come up.
Right.
And actually found a company who aggregate different dealers. And so when I typed in what kind of floor I wanted and everything else and where my zip code was, they then sent my information out to three local dealers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if those dealers pay to be part of that kind of, you know, floor mall, almost as it were.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm having an estimate done this Wednesday.
Well, how about that? Well, that's good. Well, I'll have to follow up with you and see how that went.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're about to run out of time. This is exactly what I wanted. I just wanted to try to give a little help, you know, get some people thinking about some of the options out there. And so we've been talking to Jim Dion with Dionco. Now, Jim, if anybody has some specifics and wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get you?
Oh, just go to the website, Dionco, Dionco.com.
Okay, great. Again, been talking to Jim Dion, the president and head of Dionco, Inc., and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.